Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray and I'm a national certified therapist. And today I'm going to be talking about signs of depression, episode 85, coming up on the Mental Health Today Show. Welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. And as I mentioned before, I am a national certified therapist. I have a private practice in St. Louis, Missouri. And right now we are undergoing a major flood in the St. Louis area. The last several days have been kind of annoying for me and my family. And you know, it's interesting. I'm going to talk about signs of depression. And I also want to kind of juxtapose that to just kind of feeling down or blue or blah or down in the dumps, however you want to describe that. And I want to talk about the differences between that and actual full-blown depression. And this, what we're going through right now, this massive historic flood of 2017 in St. Louis, it kind of brings out that contrast. For me, I live on the other side of the river, if you will, and every interstate and highway and road is flooded. I'm trapped, if you will. And it's been annoying because my office, my practice is on the other side of the river, and I'm not able to see my clients. And that has been a real frustration. On top of that, it's been rainy and gloomy and just kind of get me down in the dumps. On top of that, we have to boil all of our water. So very inconvenient. And that kind of gets me down in the dumps. However, just a few miles away from here, people have gone through life-changing experiences because of a flood. People have lost their homes. People have lost their businesses. And people have lost their lives because of this flood. That's different than being down in the dumps. Something changed, something happened, something that had no idea just a week ago that their life would be so dramatically changed in an instant. And so for me, you know, the down in the dumps, I think most people kind of get that way depending on the weather and certain situations in your life will kind of just kind of annoy you, whether it's a bad grade on a test or just the weather or an argument with a spouse. It gets you down in the dumps. But not long afterwards, you're okay. The sun will come out. Like tomorrow, the sun will come out. I want to sing, just break into song there. The sun will come out tomorrow. Well, didn't I intend to do that? But literally, the sun will come out tomorrow, and me being down in the dumps because it's rainy and wet and gloomy is going to be over because the sun will be out. Hopefully, I'll be able to get to my office and see my clients tomorrow, and everything will be fine. But it's not that way for so many people in this area because of the flood. So I want to talk about some of the signs of depression and what you can do about it, and really what you should do about it, whether you're the one that's struggling or somebody that you care about is struggling, or maybe you think they're struggling. And so let's talk about what are some signs of depression. Well, there are a lot of different signs. Just because I do want to make sure you know this, just because these are signs and maybe you exhibit some of the signs does not mean that you have full-blown depression. So this is not meant to be a diagnosis, a self-diagnosis. It's just meant to bring some awareness. So some signs of depression would be complete withdrawal from everybody. You want to just not be around people because you're just depressed. Maybe your whole personality has changed. It used to be you were happy and optimistic about life, and maybe something tragic happened in your life and it's changed you. And now you're more of a pessimistic and more critical, more negative. And that optimism and that hope for life has gone. And it's changed who you are from the inside out. So you withdraw from people. You don't want to do things. You lose interest in things that you once had interest in doing. You just don't want to do it anymore. You start thinking, well, what's the use? Life is pointless. Life is meaningless. There's no purpose in life anymore. Maybe you start to eat too much and you go to comfort food and you eat too much, or the opposite, you don't eat enough. You're sleeping too much or you're not sleeping enough, and it usually goes to the extremes, not enough or too much. And that could be depression. Having these thoughts, these negative, dark thoughts that tend to dominate your mind, things like, if I would just not be here, that would be okay with me. Maybe you're not completely suicidal, you're not going to do something drastic to yourself, but you wouldn't be so upset if you got in an accident and you died and it really wasn't your fault, but hey, that's okay. Maybe you go to extreme risk, and maybe you go down in an inner city at the middle of the night and you say, oh, if anything happens to me, that's okay. But you're not going to necessarily kill yourself, but you have those thoughts that maybe if you were gone, it would be not such a bad thing, because you feel like I'm a burden and I need to get rid of this burden. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you are thinking thoughts of harming yourself. You know, when those dark thoughts come into your mind and they last and they're persistent, that's a good indication that you have some depression. The intensity of your pain and the duration of the pain can signify depression. Temporary is more like something, it's frustrating or down in the dumps, and the next day or next couple of days you're okay. But depression is you're just always down. There's nothing that seems to get you up, and it just day in and day out, you're just depressed. And you want to avoid, you want to hide, you want to just stay away from me. Maybe you want to binge watch movies or TV. Maybe you want to sleep all day. Some people choose to self-medicate in other ways, like alcohol and drugs. And that can lead into addiction, which can lead to a lot worse problems. So depression is a silent killer. It just kills your joy and your hope and your dreams. Sometimes it can kill you. And so this is such a deep topic that's so important that we can't just ignore it. We have to talk about it. We have to address it. And I see clients coming to me in my office all the time, and they're depressed and they're struggling. But I tell them, I'm proud of them for making that effort to come in. They make the phone call, make the appointment, and they actually come in and they sit down. We talk about what they're going through, and that's one of the best things that you can do. You have to be able to work through that struggle. You have to be able to verbally process what's going on in your life with somebody. Can't keep it to yourself, and that's the worst thing that you do, is just not do anything, avoid everything and everyone, and say no to help. Now I get it. I know that sometimes when you're struggling and when you're depressed, the last thing you want is help. But that's what you need. When you do this alone and by yourself, it's just a dark place, and you should not go there. And maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking of somebody else in your life. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a child or a friend, a family member. And you can just tell something's not right. Something's different. They look down. They look depressed. There's something going on that they're not really saying, but it's obvious by watching and looking at their behavior that they're depressed. And you might be tempted to say, I just don't want to go there. I don't want to bother them. I don't want to intrude on their life. I don't want to make them feel bad. And so you make these justifications of all the reasons why you don't go to that person and reach out to them and say, hey, I can tell you're struggling. Let's talk about it. You can come up all the reasons why not to do that. And maybe you end up just not saying anything. And so if you don't say something and the person that's struggling doesn't say anything, and then it's just, it's all by themselves. And I get it. You may not have the words or know the words to say, but saying nothing is the worst. The best thing you can say, if you don't know what to say, just say that. I don't know what to say, but I know you're hurting and I want to help. I want to care about you. I want to just to be there for you. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to solve it for them. Just let them have some space. Let them have some an opportunity to share if they're ready that they're struggling. And now they might say, if you reach out to them and you say, I want to help, well, let's talk. They might say, you know what? I'm not ready to talk about it right yet. Thank you, but not right now. So then you can follow up with saying, well, let's set a time so we can follow up. So you go back and say, hey, let's talk about this. I'll give you some space. Let's go have some coffee on Saturday morning or whatever and say, I want to help. I want to be there for you. That's what you need to do. If you have someone in your life that you believe is struggling, you got to reach out to them and say, I can tell that you're struggling and hurting, and I want to be there for you. And if they say no thanks, then you go follow up with them, give them a couple of days and follow up with them later and say, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go get some coffee. Let's talk about what you're going through and what you're struggling with. And so if you see these signs of a loved one or one that you care about, maybe they're withdrawing, or maybe they don't want to get up in the morning and they stay in bed all day, or maybe you can just tell by the look on their face that they're depressed, or they might be depressed. Don't ignore it. Don't just say someone else will talk to them, because they need you to sit down and at least show them that you care. May not be the right time. But if it's not the right time, follow up with them. But if you're the one that's struggling, and maybe you're the hearing, hey, I do have some of these signs. I did have something bad happen to me. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe you lost your house, whether it's to a flood or to somewhere else. Or maybe you lost your job, or all these bad things happen. And it can really affect how you feel emotionally. And depression, it's this darkness. It's the darkness of your soul. And sometimes it's really hard to explain, but you can feel it. And here's the thing that I want you to really walk away with. If you're struggling, if you're the one struggling, or if you're the one that wants to help somebody that's struggling, don't let them go alone. Don't let them do it by themselves. Got to reach out for help. Either reach out, be the one that reaches out for the help, or the one that offers the help, whatever situation you're in. And so recognize these signs of depression. Like I said before, they're not to diagnose you. You might not have a diagnosis, but if you really have severe depression, it's just persistent and it doesn't go away, and it's more than just feeling down the dumps, then I want to encourage you, you need to reach out to a therapist and find a therapist and make a phone call and say, hey, I need to come in and talk about what I'm going through and how I'm feeling. You got to make that effort. You got to do it. Putting it off is not the answer. Hoping that it'll go away one day is not the answer. Address it now before it gets worse. Don't put it off. And if you're that loved one and wants to reach out to help, you can offer to take that person to the therapist. You can offer to go out for a coffee or a Coke or lunch or dinner or breakfast or whatever and just encourage them and maybe even ask what they talked about. Show interest. But it's when you back away, when you ignore, when you don't address it, that's when things get really dark. And depression can lead into chronic depression, and that can lead into really, really, really dark thinking, like I mentioned before, about suicide and dying and self-harm or self-medication and alcohol or drugs. And that's not the answer. The answer is relationships. The answer is connecting human to human and sharing one another's burdens and struggles. It's processing it out loud instead of keeping it all bottled up inside. So my encouragement to you, that if you feel like that you're depressed, reach out for help. Reach out. Talk to somebody close to you that you trust first. But if it gets really persistent and really bad, then I want to encourage you to pick up the phone call and make an appointment to see a therapist. Maybe not even really bad. Maybe it's just, I don't know if I need to go or not. You might be thinking, well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I'll put it off. And my encouragement would be, why? Why put it off? Why not just go ahead and make the appointment and then go in to see the therapist? And they might say, hey, you're not so bad after all. You're going to be okay. Or they might say, I'm so glad that you came, because we've got to address this now before it gets into something worse. So don't put it off. You have to advocate for yourself. You have to be able to reach out for help. I know what you might be thinking. Well, if I'm depressed, the last thing I want to do is reach out for help. I get it. But that's what you need. You need to be able to go to someone and say, hey, I need help. I need you. I need somebody. And here's what I'm going through. Be honest. And then just work on it. So those are the signs of depression. If you feel like you are depressed, reach out to a therapist. There are things that you can do at home that I would encourage you to work on, but that's a different episode. Some things that you can work on at home if you feel like that you're struggling. But right now, this episode is, what are some of the signs that you might say that you're depressed versus you just kind of down in the dumps? Because I know for me, right now, I'm kind of down in the dumps because of the rain and the flood. But I know tomorrow, there's no rain in the forecast, and it's going to be sunny, and I'm going to feel great. But I know there's an awful lot of people in the St. Louis area that are devastated and going through the worst time of their lives right now because of the flood. And my encouragement to them would be, don't ignore the pain, and don't ignore getting help. And that's what you need to work on. There is a time and there is a place to take a break and maybe just watch a movie or two and just kind of chill. That's okay, but you can't keep doing it. You can't keep doing that and avoiding and withdrawing. You got to work on yourself. And your emotions are powerful. And when they're dark and depressive, they're heavy. Don't do it alone. So I want to encourage you in that. Take action. Don't ignore it. Reach out for help if you need it, and reach and be the one helping other people if they need it. And then if you're struggling with depression, and when you're feeling better, you can then help other people who are struggling with the same thing that you went through. Who better to help somebody with depression than someone who's been through it, been there, done that? And so I hope this has been encouraging to you, and I really appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you if you're watching this on Facebook Live or listening to this on a podcast or whatever app that you're listening to. Thank you. And I would encourage you, if you're not already subscribed to the show on a podcast, please do so. And if you're listening and maybe you haven't seen a Facebook Live yet that I've done, I encourage you to go over to the Mental Health Today Show on Facebook and make sure you follow the page there as well. I encourage you to be a participant. And if you have a topic that you want me to address and talk about, please let me know. I do really like addressing topics from the audience, and you're a big part of that. And also, I'd encourage you, if you are on the computer or on your phone, go to the mentalhealthtodayshow.com, and there you can read all about us, everything. The Facebook page is on there. There's a spot where you can support the show. Always looking for supporters of the show, so you can read more about that as well. And that's the mentalhealthtodayshow.com. Appreciate you so much. Don't forget to take care of yourself. And I want to be your chief encouragement officer, your CEO. All right, guys, thank you. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.